Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet.
Hey!
Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and
Alexis!
Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog? I'm Renee Colvert, a fluffy pit bull owner.
I'm Alexis Preston, a scruffy poodle owner.
And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Alexis Preston.
Renee.
Got a little baby mini for you today.
Ooh, tiny mini. Baby.
It's a baby.
It's just a little baby episode.
So this is coming out on the 29th.
What if that was the end of the episode?
Right, can you imagine? All right, we'll see you next week.
All right, did you like it?
We did it. They said tiny baby in a weird voice three times and they're out.
It was weird.
That's what you can come to expect here in year 5.5 of the show. Wait, now hold on. Did I say this out loud or did I just think this? That today's Hank Colvert's birthday?
Oh, no, you just thought it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Hank Colvert's birthday. Happy birthday, Hank. Mm-hmm. Yesterday was their anniversary. So happy anniversary to mom and dad. Tis the season to pay attention to family.
Right? Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, we got a Christmas. In between Christmas and New Year, if you have a holiday in between that, you're going to focus on it.
That's a lot. Celebrate it. You've got two. That's a lot. It's a busy December.
You really packed it in. I know. But it's nice when I do go home for the holidays. Mm-hmm. It's nice to just one quick.
Right.
One stop shop.
Right.
About it. How was your Christmas?
It was good. I was in San Diego doing a distanced Christmas down there with Grant's family. And it was nice. It's very cool I like being by the ocean on Christmas, I think. I think it's cute.
Yeah. I like, because normally it's almost always Arizona, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, always.
Okay.
So this was, because my mom is, I didn't want to fly anywhere, obviously, and I was honestly hesitant about doing anything.
Right.
But we had our own place and we were masked and distant the whole time. So it felt fine. Got our COVID tests before and just went down, brought Crumb, but Cricket stayed. So that was fun. But Crumb loves Christmas because he just loves to unwrap presents.
Yep.
And so it doesn't matter what's in them, I've learned. So I got him a new leash and he still was like, yes, I get to unwrap it.
The wrapping paper, all for Crumb.
Yeah.
The cutest. Tug is the exact same way. Same here. I mean, I think if we had done this a decade sooner and Zoom wasn't where Zoom is or FaceTime wasn't where FaceTime is, then I think it would have been real hard. But I tell you what, you really do feel like you're with your family.
Yeah.
There, I feel.
Yeah.
I feel like it is, you know, it's still not the same as being there, but you get to see everything. You get to see the house. So it was kind of perfect that spend a little time with family, but then also you get to go hike and it's always so, like, I'm going to say it, a little show-offy in December, January in Los Angeles for sunsets.
Yes.
They just kind of want to, like, if the year didn't go great, they want to put on a big, like, kiss and makeup show.
Yes.
Of just like, but aren't I pretty? But look how pretty I am in December, but I'm so pretty.
Yeah.
So went on a hike, saw, like, insane sunsets, watched Soul.
I haven't seen it, so it's great though, right?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep. Do you have Disney Plus?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you got it. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Well, if not, I'm going to give you my password.
Thank you.
Frankly, I was going to give all the listeners my password. But
don't do it right now.
But that's nice and feel good. So, yeah, it was just a real cozy Christmas. It's also a very cozy day right now. It's been raining like nobody's business here.
I know. It's crazy. There was a thunderstorm last night. I cannot remember the last time I witnessed a thunderstorm.
Yeah, to the point where, like, because growing up where we grew up, like, you got to see lightning and then immediate booms.
Yes.
And it got to the point where thunderstorms aren't scary, but because it had been so long, it was a little bit spooky last night.
Right? I was like, oh, this is scary.
Okay. All right. This is close. but I can only imagine how that felt for everyone else around the country who was watching us on social media,
God,
being like, look at the lightning.
Whoa!
You're like, all right, LA, take it easy.
It's, we've got 6 feet of snow, so congrats on your rain.
That's great. You had a boom?
Yeah.
Oh, you had a boom.
Oh,
okay. Well,
you want to go to the boom?
Okay. All right. You're very fragile, you kiddos. You sweet, sweet kiddos. Now, I tell you what, we're going to keep this short because it is in between the holidays and you probably got other stuff going on.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this, though. If you're like, I don't. Look out. I can't leave my house.
Yes.
Then we've got sort of a like, well, okay. How about this, though?
Yes.
So we've got that other podcast, An Animal Saved My Life from the Dodo.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a full length episode that came out today,
yes.
Monday, which will be yesterday. So, but it's dog. It's yes. a dog. It's a story about a husky named Nanook.
I love this
who
one.
Saves a hiker. It is. Oof. Oh my God, so good. It's yeah. I can see having nothing to do with us. The story is incredible.
Oh yeah, no, it's actually I think the first story we ever heard from them that we were going to cover, and it is. Yeah. A wild ride. It keeps getting crazier. I really like that one.
It's one of those where you're just like, oh man, I can't believe they survived that. And you're like, oh, that wasn't the big thing.
That wasn't even it. Yeah,
that
it
actually
keeps
wasn't
it's
the
like,
big
oh,
thing.
Like the first thing happens, you go, oh wow. And then the dog comes and saves her. And it's like, nope, there's more. Like,
there's so much more
going.
After that.
Yeah.
it's incredible. So yeah. So if you're feeling like, well, I want more stuff from you guys this week, we got you.
Yeah.
Just not here. You got to go over to An Animal Saved My Life on the Dodo.
Yeah.
But for this show, Alexis, do you want to tell our sweet, sweet listeners what they have gotten themselves into this very week?
I do. For this mini ep, we have a My Mutt Minute from Laura and Anyo. We have a little crumb boat for you and some tiny New Year's resolutions.
Just tiny. Just little.
It's gonna be simple.
Just little.
Don't worry about
it. All right. Well, let's get in there.
Okay.
Okay. Now, Alexis, we got a little crumb boat.
Oh.
Now, is it... Are we at the point where I need to call it crumboket?
Crumboket.
Crumboket.
I'm still looking to make sure that, you know, I don't want to steal anyone's dog. That's very important to me.
Sure. Fair, yes.
So still have flyers up and still checking around because who knows, you know, it's a weird time of year too.
Right. And for listeners who maybe missed a few episodes, yes. Alexis has another dog that she's rescued. This one is named Cricket.
Cricket's here.
Cutest ears in the biz.
Yes. Cricket's.
And so we're trying to figure out where Cricket is going to go.
Cricket is obsessed with Crumb. Like, if something happens, I do end up keeping Cricket.
Yeah.
Cricket is like Crumb's dog. He's obsessed. He follows him everywhere. It's so cute. They were spooning today. And I was like, oh, come on, you guys.
You showed me a photo right before we started, and I was like, I can't, you helped. Mm-mm. And you're like, no, that's just how
no,
I found him.
No, I didn't
that's
do
just
anything.
How that started. That's.
It's really cute. And so, like yeah. I said, I was down in San Diego for Christmas, and Cricket stayed here with a friend.
Yeah.
And Crumb went with me, and they got to be reunited. And I think that was really good because Crumb, before we left, was getting kind of grumpy and was like, this puppy keeps jumping on me and is bothering me. But. Now that he's back, I think he was kind of like, well, actually, I kind of like him. He's kind of fun. He's kind of funny. Like, it feels, yeah, I think he was kind of like, actually, I do like having a friend. So
never mind. It's okay. You could keep him.
You can stay over a little bit longer. So it's been really cute. Cricket sat for the first time today.
Cricket!
On command. I mean, he's set,
sure.
He sits all the time, but
all the
on
time.
Command,
yeah,
he sat.
This time.
So he's, you know, he's a good boy. He's so cuddly.
Yeah.
But to Cricket's credit, everybody loves this dog. You meet this dog.
Yeah.
My friend that watched him, Michael, who's on the show a while ago, actually, but kept texting me things like, oh, so by the way, this is my dog now? And they would just send a photo of him asleep on his lap or like,
come on.
He's just a really sweet boy.
Yeah.
I love him. He's sweet.
But...
So hopefully something will get figured out. But no matter what, he's going to have. A good little life.
Of course he is. And the thing that I think is not helpful to do to someone who is considering whether or not to keep a dog is for the person you're talking to keep saying to your face, you got a new dog. You got a new dog. Not helpful. I know that. And yet at the same time, it's really sweet to see you melt.
Oh, God,
it.
I know.
Very cute.
I mean, I'm such a pushover. my biggest fear, though, is just like somebody's been looking for him for 3 months. You know, like
sure.
something like that. So
yeah.
I'm wanting to be careful, but I also am like, oh, he's pretty cool though. So if
Yeah. Well, we'll obviously do the right thing if that comes about.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I like what a sweet little story.
Yeah,
this is.
He's a good boy.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Do you want to hear about a stubborn boy or not a stubborn boy, but I've had it.
Yes.
Boy.
Yes.
Okay. Well, his name is Tugboat.
Okay.
It is. Pouring here today, just pouring rain. And Tug is normally a little water boy. He loves
yeah.
the rain.
With featuring so Adam Sandler, water boy.
Thank you, yeah. thank you so much. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
It's been too long since I've seen that movie, so I can't give you a good quote. But there was like a notorious quote from that. Is that problematic?
I don't know, but there's a lot of. Isn't there a lot of like mama?
There's a lot of crocodile talk or alligator talk.
Oh
yeah.
Well, look, I haven't seen it enough recently.
Okay.
Listeners, okay, go ahead and fill in your own Waterboy quote.
Go to IMDb, find whatever the most popular quote from Waterboy is there, apply it to Tug, and now you've got a themed story on your hands.
Great.
So, no, but normally he loves it, and we went on a big, long hike this morning, and it was, but I guess it was just sort of drizzling then. But I wanted to walk him right before we started recording, and it started to rain kind of hard.
Yeah.
And just first, the way a dog looks when rain's coming down on them, and just like their eyes are kind of closed, and they're just like, "What? Why is this happening to me?" But normally you can just push along and be like, "Yeah, I know, buddy, but you got to go to the bathroom," and he's fine. But this time he didn't. He still, it is few and far between these days, but that signature move he did when we first got him, of just like jumping at me, of like,
"Yeah,
hey, I have something to tell you. You got to do it." He was just we were eye to eye over and over again of him just being like, "It is raining.
I don't want to be
outside.
Here. It's too much.
I don't want to be here." Exactly. So I was like, all right, you win. No problem. We'll get you back inside. So as soon as this is over, I think we may try it again just so that he can go to the bathroom. But I weirdly am proud of him.
Yeah.
I got a little bougie kiddo in quarantine.
I want to do this.
I can't. Mm-hmm. I simply cannot. So, yes, you got a sweet little snuggler.
Yes.
And I don't want to be out in the rain.
Do this.
No, thank you.
Hi, it's me, Dave Hill, from before. Here to tell you about my brand new show on Maximum Fun, the Dave Hill Good Time Hour, which combines my old Maximum Fun show, Dave Hill's Podcasting Incident, with my old radio show, the Damn Dave Hill Show, into one new futuristic program from the future. If you like delightful conversation with incredible guests, technical difficulties, and actual phone calls from real-life listeners, you've just hit a street called easy. I'm also joined by my incredible co-host, the boy criminal Chris Gersbeck. Say hi, Chris.
Hey, Dave. It's really great.
Enough, Chris. And New Jersey chicken rancher Dez. Say hi, Dez.
Hey, Dave.
The Dave Hill Good Time Hour. Brand new episodes every Friday on Maximum Fun.
Plus, the show's not even an hour. It's 90 minutes.
Take that, stupid rules.
We nailed it.
Hey, Alexis.
Hey, Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It is time for my minute with Laura and Anyo. Hit it!
Woo!
Hello from Japan. My name is Laura and I'm going to talk about my dog, Anyo. Anyo was born to be a show dog. He is from a line of show dog Papillons, so he has beautiful markings. However, he lost his right hind leg and his tail from an accident soon after he was born, which meant his career was over before it had begun, and I was able to get a super expensive dog for free. Anyo is a childish word for foot in Japanese. He enjoys fish and licking the ice cream tub once I've finished. He also loves to bark on the train, which the elderly Japanese women love, and the tired commuters hate. He is small and suspicious of anything that billows in the wind, flags, plastic bags, etc. And our walk is not complete until he catches a leaf and tears it to shreds. Afterwards, he comes home and promptly falls asleep on his back with his tiny legs flung into the air. Thank you.
Oh, Laura.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it so much. Now,
thank you.
I got to tell you, I don't think there's anything funnier than being suspicious of a flag. What's your angle?
What is that? Who put it up there?
Most charming. Now, Laura did the kindest gesture of sending in a photo.
Yes.
And I tell you what, it's a small dog that I love.
I think I'm turned.
I think I like small dogs these days. Look at this little buddy.
It looks kind of like a border collie, but shrunk.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly. But Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
Yes.
Honey, I Shrunk the pup into now just a tiny border collie.
He's really cute.
So cute. So sweet. Laura, you knocked it out of the park.
Mm-hmm.
Alexis,
yes.
If somebody else wanted to send in a My Mutt Minute of their suspicious dog, how could they do such a thing?
All right, if you got a dog and you're like, what is up with this dog? You got to talk about it. Go ahead and record your My Mutt Minute on your phone or your computer or whatever recording device you have, and then email it to us at canipetyourdogpodcast@gmail.com. We'll play it on the show, and please don't forget to include pictures. We got to see them.
You got to see them. You guys have been doing a great job, though.
Truly.
I got to tell you, you're killing it.
Yeah, and also if you don't include pictures, I'm not actually mad at you,
it's
but
fine. It's fine.
It's really fun to see.
It's cute.
Yeah.
It's fine and it's cute. All right. Now, Alexis.
Yeah.
What a year.
What a year.
I might even, so now, you know, classically, it's time for resolutions. Yes. How are we going to change in the new year?
Yeah.
But I would like to offer this of, what if you just really pat yourself on the back for getting through this year?
Yeah.
What if there's no resolution?
Yeah.
You just, hey, I did it. And or consult your dog if you do start to be like, no, I should. I should change this about me. I should change this about me. I think that dog of yours thinks you're perfect.
I think so, too.
Dog's pretty sure you're
perfect.
I think
if anything, your dog is like, you're perfect. A couple more treats a day.
Yeah.
We could do four, but that's about it.
That'd be fine. Less walking in the rain. I'd be up for that. If you wanted to put that on your old vision board, that'd be great. But
you could get me a little friend that wanders into the street. That could be something, right?
You can do all those things. But as far as you personally, as a person, things that you need to change to be perfect, you're perfect.
You got it.
You're perfect. That is it. I did get some advice from a groovy podcast, and they were just like, how about this? Just because clearly 2020 taught us you don't get to predict things.
Yeah.
You have no control over what happens, but you could sort of work on the feeling that you want to feel throughout the year. The thing that you want to consistently try to adjust your thoughts to feel.
My first thought was ennui. So I'm going to not follow my gut instinct on that. And I'm going to go for like content. So that's,
there you go.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
You don't always have to go with the first thing you think of, is all I'm trying to say.
Okay.
You know, plans change.
Good. Let me give you mine, and then you can help me choose which one. One is grateful, gratitude. Mm-hmm. Just like, oh, pretty lucky. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm pretty lucky. Okay. Go ahead and focus on that. Or two, and this is the groovy one, is proud of myself.
Do that one.
Work hard. Be proud of yourself. Just be proud of yourself, Renee. Do the things that will make you be like, you know what? I don't know if I necessarily like where I'm at, but I'm proud of the work I did.
Yeah, that's it. Because also, you know, grateful is easy because you can look around and go, I'm grateful for candles. Job over. It doesn't require as much self-reflection.
Right, exactly.
I think you should be proud of yourself.
Okay, go with proud of myself. Perfect. Perfect. All right. So in conclusion, you are perfect just the way you are. If you question that, ask your dog and they will tell you more treats. But beyond that, you're perfect.
Yes.
And then just find a little feeling to chase. But anything other than that, nah.
Nah.
Yeah, you're fine.
Nah.
You did great. You're perfect.
Yeah, don't. Yeah, and it's 2021 could be a wild year too. So
yeah,
just,
you never know.
Keep your chin.
You know, you want to hear the dumb meme I saw, but also a state in my head. So I guess I don't think it's dumb.
Yeah.
Is they said, isn't it crazy that it is 2020? And so it was spelled the year 2020, 2020. Mm-hmm. And then the word WON. Mm-hmm. So this year is 2021.
Oh,
yeah. Okay.
Cute. All right. I mean,
fine.
It's,
but also, where are we going with that? Great. Okay. Yeah. So it won.
It won what?
Yeah. What did it win?
No. But yeah, let's do that. We'll do whatever that meme means. Whatever,
sure, okay,
whatever that meme
great.
Means to you,
yeah,
do that.
You know what I think? You know how like you've always got that one like sort of kind of cantankerous like friend who just wants to start an argument?
Yeah.
Of just no, whatever, what? You're just like, you're just contrarian.
Yeah.
Maybe instead of like taking the grudge of 2020 with you, you can just be like, yeah, 2020, you won.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
So we don't need to have this
it's
talk
totally
anymore.
Fine. Yeah.
You're good.
That's
you
good.
Totally won. We're good.
I love it.
We're going to move on.
Yep.
Great. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, we figured out that meme. Okay, Alexis.
Also,
last podcast.
Last one of 2020.
2020. Look at, we did it, buddy.
Wow. That just hit me. I was like, we just did a whole New Year segment, and I was like, yeah. Whoa.
Whoa. That's nuts.
Yeah.
It is. The passage of time is a wild ride.
Yeah, it's still March, but that's cool that it's trying to pretend that it's going to be January again.
It's real wild. It's crazy. I mean, sure, I'll flip the calendar, but I do contest it a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations on you listeners, you Alexis, everybody. We did it.
Good
we
job, everybody.
Did it. We'll see you in the first episode of 2021 next week.
Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
But until then, Alexis, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Audience supported.